It's Thursday, August 27th. South Korea just raised interest rates for the second time in a row. The CIA chief made a secret trip to Moscow, and markets are paying close attention to both. This is Naradic Daily. Let's set the scene. A lot going on this Thursday morning.
Yeah, two big threads. The first is interest rates, but from an unexpected corner. South Korea's central bank just hiked for the second meeting in a row, and Bloomberg says it's now signaling caution. Two hikes back to back from a major Asian economy. That gets people's attention.
And the geopolitical headline?
CNBC is reporting that CIA Director John Ratcliffe made a secretive trip to Moscow. The purpose, apparently, was to warn Russia directly against any attack on NATO. That's a real escalation in diplomatic temperature. And markets hate uncertainty around NATO stability.
On the brighter side, there's movement on oil.
There is. A deal between Iran and Oman around the Strait of Hormuz is gaining real traction. That's a key choke point for global oil shipments. Less tension there means oil prices have room to ease, and container shipping profits are jumping sharply, which tells you trade flows are actually holding up.
Our main story today, the Bank of Korea and what back-to-back rate hikes actually mean.
So here's the simple version. Central bank raises interest rates to slow down an economy that's running too hot, usually because prices are rising too fast. South Korea just did it twice in a row, which is aggressive.
And they're now saying, slow down?
Exactly. Bloomberg says the Bank of Korea is signaling caution after this second hike, meaning, right, you know, we move fast, we're watching what happens next. That's a little reassuring, but the market's nervous because two hikes in quick succession can tip an economy toward a slowdown.
So why does this land on the radar for someone in Chicago or London?
A few reasons. South Korea is a big exporter. Semiconductors, cars, electronics. If their economy slows, that ripples through global supply chains. And when big central banks keep tightening, it raises the question of whether rates are going higher everywhere for longer. That spooks bond markets. And it drags on stocks.
It's also a reminder that the rate story isn't just about the Fed.
Exactly right. Japan, Korea, Australia earlier this week, there's a whole chorus of central banks moving at once. You know, when they all tighten together, borrowing costs go up everywhere. That pinches company profits. It hits housing. It's the thing underneath a lot of market nervousness right now.
What's gaining steam and what's cooling off?
Container shipping is one to watch. That story is picking up fast. Profits are jumping, and the narrative went from a slow burn to something the market is actively paying attention to.
And Shein's IPO?
Also heating up. Pricing signals around Shein's Hong Kong listing are firming. That one's moved from background chatter to front page territory pretty quickly.
Anything cooling?
CrowdStrike's AI cybersecurity story is still live, but the excitement has leveled off a bit. It's not fading. Interest is just stabilizing after a big run-up.
Bear corner, the other side of the Korea rate story. Dev, make the case.
The cautious read is that two hikes signal the Bank of Korea is behind the curve. Inflation was already bad enough to force two fast moves. Slowing down now doesn't fix that, and a slowing Korean economy means less demand for everything from memory chips to machinery.
But can't you argue the hikes are working? Inflation getting under control is good news.
You can. That's the optimist read. But the history of rapid rate cycles is that they overshoot. The economy slows more than intended. That's the risk worth keeping an eye on.
What do we watch tomorrow, Friday?
Keep an eye on any follow-through from the Moscow diplomatic story. And headlines like that develop fast. And watch oil. The Iran-Oman-Hormuz deal is still being confirmed, so any new detail there will move energy markets.
The Boston Scientific cyber attack story is also one to follow. Still unresolved.
Right. Operational disruptions from cyber attacks don't get cleaned up overnight. A Friday update there could matter.
That's your Thursday. Thanks for listening to Naradic Daily. See you tomorrow. Naradic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.